Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 313 of Heroes Unlimited, and what I bring to you today is no less than a perfect diamond. This is a rare find. It is the product of years and years of palladium rules deposited in layers in the geological fashion, combined under the pressure of actual play and the fevered imagination of Kevin Sambita and others to produce this perfect diamond of nonsense. This perfect diamond occurs in the Super Psionic Powers, which is the section we're still in, and it is Psy Shield. Now, if you're a Rifts player, you may be thinking, what's wrong with Psy Shield? It's a perfectly straightforward psionic power. You have, of course, the Psy Sword, the signature psionic power of the Cyber Knight. The Psy Sword is kind of like a psionic lightsaber type thing. Also kind of a smite evil. It's from Rifts where you don't just play a paladin, you play a cyber paladin. Because it's the future, but it's still the fucking 90s. And if you're going to have a Psy Sword, naturally you got to have a Psy Shield. And the Psy Shield is a shield, like a regular kite shield, except it's made of psychic energy, and you form it on your arm, and you go do battle, right? Against dragons or mecha or whatever. In its context, the context of Rifts, the context of the larger Megaverse, sure, Psy Shield is fine. It's a perfectly cromulent power. Here, though, in Heroes Unlimited, it is the perfect example of what I've been talking about throughout this section, which is that these are rules concepts that have been cut and pasted into Heroes Unlimited so disconnected from this game that if you just owned this book, as please recall, I did for a while when I was a kid. I eventually got Rifts, but for a while I had Heroes Unlimited and not Rifts, and I never got into Palladium Fantasy. If you just have this book, Psy Shield, like there's almost not one sentence of it that can be used. Virtually the entire usefulness and logic of this power has to come from reading other Palladium books or doing your own research online or going to the Palladium forums and trying to figure out what other fans have created to patch it. It's a whole power of things that aren't in this book. But let's start from the beginning. Okay, it's a Psy Shield. The range is yourself. It costs 30 ISP. It lasts for 5 minutes per level of experience. Pretty pricey. And there is no save. So far, so good. We know how to turn on this power. The question now is, what does it do? And here's the answer. Please listen to this with the ears of, you know, 12-year-old Chris trying to figure out how this game works. Quote, a companion power to the Psy Sword, in which the psionic can create an energy shield out of thin air. The shield can be used to parry all hand-to-hand combat attacks, including attacks from dragons, golems, and magic. Even magic fireballs and dragon's breath cannot damage or penetrate the shield. The shield can be used to parry energy blasts and projectiles, but at -3. So that's the whole power, and let's just run it down. First of all, there are not actually shield rules in this game. So I don't know how you use a shield. Already, beginning of sentence two, like once we're past the concept of you can create a shield, already we're out in uncharted territory as far as Heroes Unlimited is concerned. Shields aren't really a thing in Heroes Unlimited, and understandably so, because why would you use a shield? You get an automatic parry with whatever weapon you're using, or your bare hands, and for the most part, you can parry whatever. I mean, you need some kind of weapon to parry other weapons, but it hardly matters what you use. So already, as soon as we're talking about shields, this is not supported by Heroes Unlimited. But let's continue on. What do we know about this shield? You can use it to parry all hand-to-hand combat attacks, including attacks from dragons, golems, and magic. Hey, thanks, game. Does this game include golems? No, it does not. Does this game include dragons? No, it does not. You can parry magic with this shield, apparently. Even magic fireballs. Now, spoilers for the magic section. A fireball is a spell that in Palladium has no saving throw, but it does permit a dodge. A dodge at a specific level. You have to hit an 18 or better to dodge a fireball. There's no parry option listed. Maybe that's different for shields? I don't know. There aren't any shield rules. So is this like a standard parry, but then you've got to hit an 18 with your parry? I guess so. Is that an automatic parry? Does that count? If you're like holding a shield in front of you, is that an automatic parry, or do you have to spend an action on that? Who knows? No shield rules. You can also parry Dragon's Breath, which, first of all, when we're at the point of parrying breath, I think you got to reconsider your combat system. Like, the Boxing Fairy hit this system hard, as we all know, and we've kind of grown to accept that we live in this fucked up world of Palladium combat. But when you're like knocking aside gouts of flame, because that's how boxers do, then, you know, you fucked up somewhere along the way. This combat system doesn't work. And complicating it with shields versus fire blast attacks doesn't help matters. So how do you solve this problem? Well, good news, you don't, because there aren't dragons. And as for golems, I don't know what to tell you. You know, more on this in the magic section, but suffice it to say, this game doesn't have golems in it, and it doesn't even almost have golems in it. And if it did have golems in it, I'm not sure there would be a normal rule against parrying their attacks. So I think this may be like a rare triple-decker bullshit sandwich where we have a rule for a creature that doesn't exist, applying to a rule system that doesn't exist, attached to a specific rule that if that rule system existed, that rule wouldn't be in it. There aren't golems, but if there were, you could box them just like anybody else. You'll also be excited to learn that your psionic shield can parry energy blasts and projectiles, but at a -3 penalty. Now, as far as I can tell, there is no rule against parrying projectiles with your full parry bonus, so it may be that parrying with the psi shield is actually worse than parrying with, like, your bare hands or a conventional weapon. Or not. I mean, who knows how shields work? There are no shield rules. What I do know is this. The conventional wisdom seems to be that the way shields are supposed to work is that you hold them over your body, and rather than rolling a parry, you use them as cover, and you use the cover rules. Now, I'm sad to report that there are no cover rules. However, there are called shot rules, and called shot rules would presumably allow you to get around cover if there were cover rules. So what fans have deduced is that you use a shield, you hold it up as cover. Getting around cover requires using the called shot rules. Now, if we could just agree on some called shot rules, we'd really be getting somewhere. But you know what? Take your pick. There's like four different contradictory called shot rules in this book. Fortunately, fans, you know, each of them have taken the part of the elephant that they can touch in the blindness that we all live in this strange world. And one of them feels the trunk and says, oh, hey, these are the called shot rules. Let me use these as makeshift cover rules and apply these cover rules as makeshift shield rules. All of this comes from the internet. All of this comes from trolling around on the Palladium forums, trying to see how other people have played these rules. None of it comes from the book, which has not deigned to provide any of these like multiple redundant fail-safes to try to make these rules work. The dumbest thing in this page, quite simply, and this is going to be a short episode, this is an entire power from start to finish. It applies to rules and concepts that are not in this book. It is pure concept. It is like a picture of a guy with a shield would have been equally as useful and instructive as these rules, because that's all that it gives you. Hey, you can create a psionic shield. How about? That's it. That's the value of this content. And then, you know, you figure it out, Mr. Big Brain, Mr. Psychic. Can you parry a golem with it? What even is a golem? These are questions for you to answer at your table. Kevin Sambita is not going to come knocking at your door, busting it down, telling you that you're playing wrong. He's also not going to appear in a book that you paid for and tell you how to play right or play at all. He's not going to show up. Look, don't spend your life waiting for Kevin Sambita. He's not coming. You want to play a superhero, you fucking figure it out. Unless you think that I'm just going to like trash the game completely on this page. Let me say, like, by way of a sort of backhanded compliment here, I could absolutely use Psy Shield as written in my campaign by using the really quality work done to try to salvage it and try to connect all the dots from across Palladium's various game lines by fans on the internet. Palladium fans, God bless them, have really dedicated themselves to playing this unplayable goddamn game. And if you go online, what you will find around the trash fire that is this game is a circle of intrepid hobos who are making stone soup, and Psy Shield is just the perfect example. It is a power that not one bit of it works. Not one bit of it works for Heroes Unlimited, but somehow fans of the game have really pulled together around these absolutely useless rules and created something that I could just about run. The question is why I would actually buy Heroes Unlimited when all of the useful work here has been done by good-hearted strangers trying to make Heroes Unlimited work. You don't actually need the original rules text. And by the way, yes, I know that this game has a weapon proficiency shield. The fact that Heroes Unlimited says it has shield rules does not mean that it does have shield rules. If you look at those, all they do is give you a bonus to parry, just like any old bullshit weapon proficiency, pretty much exactly the same as the rules for wielding, let's say, a chair leg, or a mop, or some other improvised weapon. It's a thing you hold that you can use to do stuff. That's as far as the shield rules go. Oh, and by the way, speaking of random shit you could just grab and use to fight off a golem, should one start to exist at some point in the future, like a mop or a chair leg, What would be the advantage of using a Psy Shield over a regular shield? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I see here that even magic fireballs and dragon's breath cannot damage the Psy Shield. Do attacks normally damage things when they're used to parry? No, in fact, they do not. So what are you getting for your 30 ISP here? Mechanically speaking, a mop. And if you're seeing a lot of success using a Psy Shield in your campaign, more power to you. Just know that to the extent that a Psy Shield is any better than a Psy Mop or a Psy Chair Leg, it is purely your doing. Those rules may come from somewhere, but they don't come from this fucking book, that's for sure. Join me next time as we mercifully wrap up the psionic section and do a little kind of wrap-up on psionic powers, psionic characters, and the quality control of the psionic section on MDC The Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.